WTNC, AM 1230, and 107.1 FM.
Good evening, everybody, from the Eagles' Nest in Johnson, Nebraska. It's time for the final game of the 2026 Pioneer Conference Tournament. It's the boys' championship tilt. It's the Johnson Rock Eagles taking on the Exeter Milligan Friend Bobcats here. Johnson Brock, ranked number 8 in Class C2 with an 18-3 record on the year. The Bobcats come in ranked number 10 in Class C2 with a 16-4 record. Johnson Brock has a pair of wins over EMF this year, 59-52 at Medeckis on January 15th and 65-59 at Johnson on January 27th. EMF comes into this game with 4 straight wins under their belt. Our presenting sponsor for this game is F&M Bank in Fall City. Local decisions, local solutions, and local focus at F&M Bank in Fall City. We thank them for being our presenting sponsor for high school basketball this season on KTNC. So the EMF Bobcats are headed off to their locker room, and it's a ways down there to go and get back. Johnson Brock still out here warming up. For the Eagles, Coach Garrison Dodge, his first year as the boys' head coach, Brian Harp back at the helm of the EMF Bobcats. We will take a 2-minute timeout. We'll come back and we'll talk about the starting lineups coming up on KTNC.
At Nutrien Ag Solutions in Johnson, Nebraska, success isn't one size fits all. It's built with customized approaches creating success. From precision application of chemicals and fertilizer to cash and carry convenience, we've got your acres covered. Need seed? We proudly offer sales and service for DeKalb, Asgro, Brevant, and Dynagro, because your yield starts with the right partner. Call Travis or Paige today at 402-868-3445. Nutrien Ag Solutions, where your success.
Did you know that the first week of February is National Burn Awareness Week? This is the time to focus on preventing burn injuries at home, at work, and in our communities. Nemaha County Hospital reminds everyone that many burns are preventable with simple precautions. Keeping hot liquids out of reach of children, checking water heater temperatures, and practicing kitchen and fire safety. Taking a few extra safety steps can help prevent serious injuries. Nemaha County Hospital. Quality care every time.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. American Family Insurance agents can help protect your future dreams, like turning your home into an oasis. Save up to 23% by bundling home and auto. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brent Harson, agent at B. Harson Agency in Fall City and Auburn today.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Back here at Johnson, John Nix along with you. Here is our studio engineer for all the games tonight. And we are getting set for boys' championship basketball here. All right, looking at the starters for the visitors of the second game in a row. Johnson Brock will be the visitors on their home floor. They're the number 2 seed in this tournament. Exeter Milligan Friend, the number 1 seed. For Johnson Brock, for Coach Garrison Dodge, he goes with a 5'9" senior, Hayden Gravatt, averaging 5.5 points per game. Deacon Burnett, a 6'4" sophomore, averages 10.7 and 6.5 rebounds a game. Brody Taylor, 6'4" and a senior, averaging 17.8 points, almost 6 rebounds a game. Brady Barron is a 6'2" senior, averaging 6.4 points a game. Robert Gravatt is a 6'5" senior, averaging 5.5 points and 4.6 rebounds per contest for Johnson Brock this season. Oliver Everett, 6 foot sophomore, comes off the bench, averaging 5.9 and more than 4 rebounds per game. We'll see him in the contest. Clinton Behrens averages 4.6 off the bench for Johnson Brock, and Justin Meyer averaging nearly 4 points a game off the bench for the Johnson Brock Eagle here. For the EMF Bobcats in the game today, for Coach Brian Harp, his starting five, we expect to be. He changed up a little bit, he told me the other night on his starting lineup. And we expect for the Bobcats today, 5'11 freshman Garrick Weber, 6 foot junior A.J. Mueller, 6'6 junior Grady Bresson. He leads them in scoring and rebounding, of course. We have Keaton Kirchhoff, a 5'11 junior, and also Brendan Kalkoff. Kalkoff is a 6'2 senior for the EMF Bobcats. Now, those are the players that we expect to be starting the ballgame. Christian Colley is a 5'11 senior. He was a starter earlier this year and maybe tonight, and hopefully he'll probably play as well for Exeter Milligan Friend. So the two teams are finishing their warm-up. Johnson Brock huddled up with their coaches over there. EMF continues to warm up. While they're doing all that, we will take a two-minute timeout, and we'll be back with the start of this ballgame on KPMC and the MSC Sports app.
At Fast Global Solutions, we believe in excellence on the field and in our work. That's why we're proud to support area school athletics. With decades of experience, Fast is a trusted leader in designing and building airline, cargo, and material handling equipment used worldwide. Launch your career at Fast. Strong values, small town spirit, global impact. That's Fast Global Solutions. Learn more at workatfast.com.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto self-serve and save money today.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
At Ben's Country Meats, we know what it means to work hard, show up, and give it your all. Just like our hometown teams do every game. Our meats are family-made and award-winning because champions deserve the best. Fuel up with Ben's Jerky, Snack Sticks, Drops, and more. Perfect for the ride home or the victory party. Ben's Country Meats. Find us in Table Rock or order online anytime at denscountrymeats.com.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We are back here at Johnson and getting ready to go. Introducing the starters on hand here for the game. Like everybody's been introduced. Josh Brock is now being introduced. Nope. I forget they're wearing the black uniform. That's the EMF and the white introduced. Anyway, we're set. Stepping into the center circle for Johnson Brock is going to be Deacon Burnett. 6 foot sword, four sophomore. He'll step in there. It's Brady Breston, it looks like. Or 6 foot six junior. Johnson Brock will be the visitors on the scoreboard today. They will go right to left towards the south bucket here in the first half. Nutrient Ag Solutions of Johnson helping us break the broadcast possible. Say thanks to them for the games. All right, here we go. And the ball goes towards EMF. towards the Johnson Rock bucket, but it will be Bobcat basketball to start the ball game. They come to the front court with it. In the hand of Grady Bresser, way out on the sideline. He'll hand it off to Mueller. Mueller to the right side. We'll give it away to Kirchhoff. To the top, Bresser. Bresser with a bounce pass and no contact, no whistle there now to Weber. Weber gets the ball left side to Bresser again. Five on the shot clock. Very close trying. Bresser for three, and he got it on the left side elbow. So you get the working down on the shot clock all the way down, and then they hit a three just before it expired. So here we go, the front court. Johnson Rock with the basketball. Coming to the front, pass it off left side, back out now to Kaler. Takes right, goes left, gets it up there to Grady Barron, back to Kaler. 10 on the Eagles shot clock now. Hand the ball away to Robert Gravatt. He's going to stop. 6-5. Bounce it inside to Burnett. Knocked away. He got it back and a foul. So the Eagles with two on the shot clock kind of get bailed out a little bit here. They almost threw it away. Foul will go on A.J. Mueller. First foul on our ball game here. And Deacon Burnett at the line to shoot a pair. 67% on the year. Up. No good. He'll get another one here. Three zip start for EMF. Coaches are all calm so far. Second on the way is good. And it's 3-1. To the front court comes Garrett Weber. Weber, whoop, is seeing he wanted to go to. He got covered up. Now to Preston down the right side all the way to the hole. It's up. It's down. And a foul called. Bucket should count. Yes, it will. Johnson Rock foul. We'll tell you when they post it here. 5-1. The score now quickly. Foul on the Eagles. Will go against Robert Gravatt. His first. Free throw up and good. And Grady Bresson's got six quick ones to start the game for EMF. And the Eagles have beat him twice this year. Bring it in to Robert Gravatt. He'll go right back to the trigger man, Taylor, and he'll bring it up himself. He'll hand off to Hayden Gravatt. Into the right side, down out to Burnett. Burnett gives the ball off, and Grady Barron moves up. Back out, Taylor for three on the rim. No. Rebound kept alive, and Robert Gravatt ends up with the loose ball rebound. Kept alive by Hayden Gravatt. Into Burnett, and up off the glass, and it's good. And the bucket will count, and the foul, not on him. I thought it said four, right? It's on number five. It's on Grady Bresson, his first. Team foul number two is Burnett. Burnett now with 3 points, looking for four. 6-3, and make it 6-4 as he hits the free throw. So it's Burnett four, Bresson six so far in this game. Out to the top, three ball, Kirchhoff on the rim to the backboard and in the hole. He's got a triple, and it's 9-4. Full court pressure applied by EMF for a moment, then they pull it off, and the Eagles to the front court. Keith Gravatt dribbles around, gets it off to Taylor. He moves in, leaves it off for Nat again. Burnett to Hayden Gravatt. Hayden dribbles, moving left to Taylor. Taylor in the paint, throws an elbow, gets himself some room. Shot no good, rebound tipped out of there by Burnett. It goes out to Robert Gravatt. Love a share of that rebound. And it is going to go to Hayden Gravatt. And he missed it. We've got a foul on the rebound on the follow-up here. And our officials are going to get together and make sure they both saw the same guy with the foul here. Foul on 11, Brody Taylor. With the foul on Johnson Brock, his first of the ball game, second team foul. We played 2.5 minutes. We got a 9-6 lead for the Bobcats here. No, we don't. Unless I missed something, it should be 9-4, shouldn't it? That'd be 9 for the home team. Yes. Four. There you go. There you go. Okay. There's going to be easy to do. do, but he scores on the wrong side because Johnson Brock is normally the home team, and they're the visitors today on their actual home floor. That's right, it's 9-4 with 5.5 to play. Now they're talking to the EMF scorebook keeper. Yes, he would be the official book. It's his team at home. Alrighty, 9-4. EMF with the lead of the ball. Here we go. Back to action. Garrett Weber will bring it up the floor. Freshman dishes off now to Kershaw. Kershaw gives away, Preston fakes left, spins into the lane up, and he got him with the left hand. Boy, showing some skills here, 11-4. EMF with the lead. Kate Gravatt up the floor with the ball for Johnson Brock off the right side. He goes to the far right corner. Barrett, Brady hold. Now he drives, he'll float it up, it won't go. Vernon kept it alive, out he goes to Gravatt. And the rebound, and they throw it back inside to Ethan Burnett. And he's got two more. It's 11-6. Burnett with all 6 points for Johnson Brock. Inside Bresson in traffic. Can't get this one. And another rebound for Robert Gravatt. Two or three of those have been tipped to him by Burnett. And Gravatt ends up with the basketball. Twice, three times on the offensive end. Now, Hayden Gravatt looking inside. Behrens spins into the lane, up, no, rebound tipped by Kaler, can't get it, got it back, goes up, it's down, and he fouled. So Brody Kaler will get the deuce and go to the line. Foul, I believe, called on Mueller. His second. And if you're just joining us, we sit on the east side of the gymnasium. The scorer's table years ago was moved to the west side. So the bucket is good for Kaler. So we have to wait for the official sometimes to post the scoreboard, to get it posted so we can know who the foul is on. Robert Gravatt leaves the game. Free throw is good. So now it's 11-9. Johnson Brock within two. In for the Eagles now, we have Oliver Everett, 6 foot sophomore. And double figures here Thursday night in the semifinal against Sacred Heart. Ball knocked loose by Hayden Gravatt on the pass. It'll be out of bounds on the far side. Bobcat ball in front of the scorer's table at midcourt. 18 on the shot clock. Set up the floor, directing traffic. Weber, the freshman, and he got hooked. No whistle there. Down low. Shot. Kaler blocks and shots it up by Mueller. Kaler in traffic all the way with the right hand. Too strong off the back rim. No, with a rebound grab by Truman Milton, a 6'3 junior who just checked in. And now up the floor the other way. Here comes the Bobcats on the move. And a little up and under move. Two more for Keaton Kershaw. He's got five, and it's now 13-9. Eagles had one get away on the offensive end, and two for the Bobcats on the other end. Taking over to Kaler, left side of the floor. He holds it. Now it's a burn. Short, and the rebound comes down to Christian Conley, a 5'11 senior who checked in. He'll take the pass ahead to Kershaw. Kershaw spins in the free throw circle, tries to dish underneath. It's off the hand of Truman Milton, and it'll be Johnson Brock basketball. Fast-paced action here. Coach Brian Arp kind of calling off the pressure here. Enter the game is Zade Arp, a 6'4 junior. Eagles have Quentin Behrens in the ballgame now as well. Hayden Gravatt over to Kaler on the right side. Hayden Gravatt left side against the 2-1-2 zone. Out to Kaler. He can shoot the three. He goes inside to Hayden Gravatt. Spins, lost it now. He's going to have to shoot it. He does and makes it. 1 foot inside the free throw line on the left side. Hayden Gravatt with his first two of the game. It's 13-11. EMF with the lead by two. Taking it up top, Bresson. Bresson with the basketball. Gives the ball away on the right side to Kirchhoff. He looks. His pass is tipped, but it gets through to Sherman Milton. Milton to Bresson. Back and down the lane. Spins in the lane. Up. Won't go, but a push foul will put him in the line to shoot two. So Bresson with 8 points in the game is one for one at the line. Johnson Brock with their third team foul of the quarter. This foul will go on Oliver Everett, his first. Bresson sets himself up at the line, and the junior looks it over. It's on the way up, and it rattles home. He's got nine, and they've got a 14-11 ball game. TNF broke the advantage. 7 points, the biggest lead in the game so far for EMF. Second free throw coming, and no. Rebound out, caught, finally grabbed by Justin Meyer to check in. But as he got the ball corralled, his foot hit the sideline. It goes back to the Bobcats with 2:01 to play here in the quarter. All right, inbound from the sideline will be the Bobcats. That's Kirchhoff with it. Over to Bresson on the left side. Had it knocked away momentarily by Clint Ferentz. Now to the right side of the floor. Back over to Bresson. He's directing traffic. Goes with it. It's an arm at the free throw line. He'll leave it back for Conley. 16 on the shot clock. And now down in the corner again for Harp. Harp back out. Inside the good of Mueller. Knocked away. Quick hands by the defense. Six on the clock. Three-pointer for Bresson from the right side. No. Follow-up. No good by Harp. And also in there is Milton. And the rebound off the loose ball to Johnson Brock. And here come the Eagles. Taylor to the front with this team down by three. He'll pass it off and take it back. Now out to Justin Meyer. He'll fire the triple, and it's good. Justin Meyer ties our game at 14 apiece. So now I know what's missing in this score sheet. Okay, 14-14. Inside, shot up off the glass. Good entry pass, and Truman Milton puts his team in front again at 14. 16-14 now. They come the other way. Johnson Brock with the basketball. Skipping across the floor. Ferentz with it. At the free throw circle. Ferentz. Down it goes. A shot away up. And good point, Ferentz. And we're tied at 16 all. 16-16. Cross court for Bresson. Knocked away. Stolen by Ferentz. Wait for help. Three ball on the way up and down for Justin Meyer. His second triple of the ball game. And the lead now goes to Johnson Brock. 19-16 with that bucket. 19-16 Johnson Brock. And we stop play momentarily. Vernon coming out for the Eagles. In for Johnson Brock. Coy Ferentz, a freshman. 10 seconds to go in the period. Up the floor, right side, Conley skips it over, left side for three, on the rim, no. Rebound brought down by Clint Barron. The shot was put up there by Kirchhoff, and after one, Johnson Brock 19, EMF 16, back in 1 minute on KTNC.
A woman's body goes through many changes from preteen years through the later years of life. We have access to specialists who can help any woman of any age regain and maintain her health. Our experienced, compassionate staff will take time to learn who you are and what your goals and needs are. We're putting more care in women's health care.
Community Medical Center. Amazing people. Exceptional care. Online at cmcfc.org.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Back to live action. Breston tips the pass cross court for Johnson Brock, and then Eagles recover. They have it front court, leading by three. Robert Grabat in the paint, dishes down low to Behrens. Inside, back to Grabat. Turn, left-handed hook, no good. And a rebound and an outlet the other way. A layup maybe could have been called for a foul. Kirkshaw the other way. He's got seven. It's a one-point ball game, 19-18 now. To the front we go. Eagle basketball over to Hayden Grabat. He looks, gets a 2-1-2 zone. Skips it across down to the baseline to Kaler. Passes off. Kaler for three. Short on the rim. No good. The rebound is out of bounds. And goes to the Bobcats. It's been an up and down the floor game. We got players already with hands on hips taking deep breaths as they walk down the floor. Now the Eagles are zoned up. See who can shoot three-pointers better, maybe. Out on the far left side, A.J. Mueller with it. Goes to Breast in the free throw circle. He spins down the lane. Too strong. Two defenders on him. Kaler pulls down the rebound. And up the floor comes the Eagles with Hayden Grabat. To Kaler on the left side way. Grabat dribbles across. Picked up his dribble. Skips it over to Kaler again in that far corner. In the middle, Robert Grabat down the lane. Out to Hayden Grabat. He'll drive to the middle, and he fakes the pass and gets called for traveling. Too many steps on the senior. EMF basketball down by a point, 19-18, 6:25 to go in the second quarter. Right side, A.J. Mueller. Mueller moving in between the midcourt and the top of the key. Now he passes off and gets it right back from Eric Weber. Down to the left corner, three ball up, no good. Preston the rebound, puts it up, puts it in, and a foul. Kershaw was put up down there by Kershaw. Bucket is good. Bucket is good by Preston. He's got 11. He's going back to the line. First foul of the quarter on Johnson Brock, and this one is going to go on Robert Grabat, his second. Free throw for Bresson. Up. Good. He's got a dozen points now. It's now 21-19. The lead to EMF. 2 minutes gone by, second quarter. Underneath, into Robert Grabat. Out to Kaler for three. Short. Bresson the rebound. Brings it down. Outlet up the right side to Weber. Takes the pass forward. Now he'll get the ball up to Kershaw and back to Weber. Weber looks, gets it to Bresson. Across the court, left side, Mueller. Back it comes, Weber the pressure, holds it. Zoned up, Johnson Brock, a long three ball off the mark. No good there by Mueller. The rebound came up, that took Taylor's top his head off. Down we go, Johnson Brock the other way quickly. Now Hayden Grabat plays good with Grady Behrens on the right side. Now they move out, down in the corner to Kaler. Back out top, Behrens inside. Robert Grabat pulls up, six-footer, won't go. Rebound, Burnett kept it alive, turns on the left side and got it. Deacon Burnett with eight in the game, and we've got a 21-21 tie at 4:57 mark of the first half. Three ball, left side, corner missed everything, did Weber that time. The ball goes out of bounds. And it will be Eagle basketball. Checking in, Truman Milton for the Bobcats. Bresson will sit down. Also in is Zade Arp again. At 6'4", Arp goes to the point of the defense here. In the zone, Hayden Grabat up the floor. Right side, moves to the left side. Burnett with it, back to that. Cross court with a skip. Behrens fake the three. Pulls up. Can't get it away. His pass tips. Stolen. Throw it ahead to Arp. He didn't see it coming. Knocked away by Johnson Brock. Taylor's got it. Three on two. All the way to the hole. Up, down, and a blocking foul. The bucket was good. Too much movement that time. Getting in there was Pete Kirchhoff. His first foul. First foul of the quarter. And they'll put Brody Keeler at the line. He's now got five with that Buckner, a chance at a second three-point opportunity. Johnson Brock, he claims the lead again, and the free throw won't go for Keeler. So it's a two-point advantage, Johnson Brock. Off the left side of the floor now, comes the near side to Weber. Weber looks, goes back left side. Eagles stay in that zone. Here's a three ball up and in and out. No good by Kirchhoff. And a rebound brought down by the Bobcats and a foul. Foul on Deacon Vernon, his first. Team foul number two on Johnson Brock. So the Eagles bring Oliver Everett off the bench again. Back in comes Quentin Barron again. Burnett and Robert Gravatt will sit down. So it's Bobcat ball on the baseline. They bring it in out top. They catch with it. The top of the circle. Kirchhoff to Weber. Move it left side. Take it around now to Weber. Weber looking at the bounce pass to the right side to Kirchhoff. Down the lane. Weber pulls up. Shoots it from about 12 feet. Got it. And we have a 23-all game with 3:27 to go in the half. Or tie the game. Aiden Gravatt, left side of the floor. Kaler, dribble drive baseline. Pass to the middle. Shot put up by Barron. Rejected on the run the other way. Or the Bobcats into the paint. Ahead and a layup won't go for Milton. Taylor gets back and grabs the rebound. He'll push it ahead now to Hayden Gravatt. Hayden Gravatt lobs it over to the far side, and it's going to come back to him from Grady Barron. And now Hayden Gravatt behind the back pass underneath, and it ends up in the hands of Oliver Everett after a couple of nifty passes. And it's 25-23, Johnson Brock, 2:40 to play in the period. Dribbling now top will be Christian Conley. Inside for Arp. Arp kicks the ball back to Conley. He'll elevate 14-footer. No. Rebound, Quentin Barron. Barron will give the ball up for Grady, Hayden Gravatt. Excuse me. Kaler, left side on the wing. Holds it. Gets it away. Now gets it back. Three ball. Offensive foul called. On the inside, the foul is going to go on Oliver Everett. That's going to be his second. The fish said, yep, you hooked him. Can't do it. So Oliver Everett gets the second foul. And we've got a timeout with 2:15 to play in the half. The Eagles up by two over EMF, and we're back to 30 seconds on KTNC.
When your ride needs a little TLC, head to Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop car shop in Auburn, Nebraska. From tires and brakes to alignments and full repairs, our AFC-certified mechanics have you covered with expert care and hometown service. Whether it's an oil change or something more, call Mike today at 402-274-4947 to schedule your appointment. Or swing by 2314 J Street and we'll get you back on the road in no time. Auburn Auto Center, 402-274-4947.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
25-23, the Johnson Brock Eagles lead the Exeter Milligan Friend Bobcats in the championship of the Pioneer Conference Tournament today. You're listening to KTNC, Ball City, and Auburn. Also on the World Wide Web at MSC Radio app. And up the floor with the basketball, here it comes, Christian Conley. Take the ball down to the right corner for three. It's up. It's too strong by Kirchhoff. Offensive rebound. They'll kick it out to Bresson. He'll take a three. It rattles out. And Oliver Everett grabs the rebound for the Eagles. Hayden Gravatt to the front court. Now the Bobcats switch up to a man-to-man defense. Three ball up, down, left side. Justin Meyer with his third long ball of the night. And the Eagles are up now 28. 23. Coming the other way now. EMF with it. Out to the top. Driving, spinning in there with it. He is Conley. He'll pass off. He'll get it back from Kirchhoff. They'll reset the offense to Bresson. Went to spin and the ball. fell out of his hand, off his knee, out of bounds. Johnson Brock gets it back with a 5-point lead. Here comes full court pressure again. Kaler brings it in. Went to Behrens. Behrens up the floor on the right side. Gets around a defender. Bounce pass forward. Everett off the glass. Everett on the right side. Nice pass. Robert Oliver Everett with his second field goal. And it's a 7-point advantage for Johnson Brock. Three ball from the corner. No good by Kirchhoff. Rebound to the Eagle. 30-23. Johnson Brock under a minute to go in the half. Everett back it in, looking, leaves it back out to the sideline to Quentin Behrens. Gives the ball up, Peyton Gravett, driving the baseline, stop, gives it away to Everett, over the front edge, good. Oliver Everett with three hoops in the quarter, 32-23, biggest lead of the game. Half a minute to go in the half. Take the ball to Bresson, top of the key. Out left side, driving and leaving it back for his teammate Kellogg. And now a three ball up and good from left side, right for the Johnson Brock bench for Kirchhoff. He's in double figures with 10, and it's now 32-26. Three on the clock. Kate Gravett drives in, hops, no, tipped by Everett, won't go. After one half of play in the Pioneers Conference Championship for the boys, Johnson Brock Eagles have 32 and the EMF Bobcats have 26. 32-26, our halftime score. We'll take a 2-minute timeout. Be back with halftime numbers coming up on KTNC.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Fall City handles anything that comes their way, from oil changes to complete engine rebuilds. Your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Fall City, 402-245-2908.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Your homeowner's insurance covers a lot, but some valuable items may need individualized protection. Jewelry, e-bikes, antique toys, firearms, computers, and even special gifts can often be scheduled on your homeowner's policy. At SBS Insurance, we help make sure what matters most is properly insured. Call or stop by today for a quick coverage review and peace of mind.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Did you know early detection can make all the difference in fighting lung cancer? A study by the National Cancer Institute revealed CT scans can reduce lung cancer deaths by 20% in patients aged 55 to 74. This life-saving technology can catch the disease in its earliest stages when treatment is most effective. If you're in this age group, it's time to consider a CT scan as part of your routine health care. Visit Johnson County Hospital's website to learn more about how early detection can save lives.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
All right, the band quit. I can hear again. All right. They do a nice job, but they're loud. Here we go. Our halftime numbers, our report is presented by the fine folks at Highland Community College. Highland Community College, they're close to home. They're far from debt. Find them online at highlandcc.edu. In the first half of the ball game for the EMF Bobcats, it was a hot start for Grady Bresson, the 6'6 junior. He had 9 in the first quarter. He ended the first half with 12 points, 10 for Caden Kirchhoff. They combined for 22 of the 26. Truman Melton has 2, and Gary Weber has 2. The Bobcats are 2, make that 3 out of 4 at 3 points. The free throw line. A.J. Mueller has 2 fouls, nobody else with more than 1. for the Eagles in the first half. It is two more players in the scoring column. Deacon Burnett with 8 in the first half. Justin Meyer has 9 all on three-pointers. 6 for Oliver Everett off the bench. 2 for Quentin Barron. 5 for Brody Curtin, Brody Kaler. And 2 for Hayden Rabat. For Johnson Brock, 2 fouls on Robert Rabat, Oliver Everett. Nobody else with more than 1. I count this up. 2 bench points in the first half of the Bobcats for Johnson Brock. 9, 10, 11, 17 bench points for Johnson Brock players in the first half of this ballgame. They lead it 32-26. In our other game today, the third place games in the championships around here today. Third place in the girls will go to Rossi Lord Central Cat with a win over EMF 46-43. In the girls' championship, Johnson Brock beat Sagar 53-45. And in the boys' third place game, Sagar with a 59-49 win over Lord Central Catholic today. We'll take a 2-minute timeout, check the weather, and then be back with second half action coming up on KTNC.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
At Nutrien Ag Solutions in Johnson, Nebraska, success isn't one size fits all. It's built with customized approaches creating success. From precision application of chemicals and fertilizer to cash and carry convenience, we've got your acres covered. Need seed? We proudly offer sales and service for DeKalb, Asgro, Brevant, and Dynagro, because your yield starts with the right partner. Call Travis or Paige today at 402-868-3445. Nutrien Ag Solutions, where your success.
Did you know that the first week of February is National Burn Awareness Week? This is the time to focus on preventing burn injuries at home, at work, and in our communities. Nemaha County Hospital reminds everyone that many burns are preventable with simple precautions. Keeping hot liquids out of reach of children, checking water heater temperatures, and practicing kitchen and fire safety. Taking a few extra safety steps can help prevent serious injuries. Nemaha County Hospital. Quality care every time.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. American Family Insurance agents can help protect your future dreams, like turning your home into an oasis. Save up to 23% by bundling home and auto. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brent Harson, agent at B. Harson Agency in Fall City and Auburn today.
This is your classic hit station, KTNC Fall City. I'm weatherology meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Well, looks like we can expect to see a cold one ahead for us here for tonight with temperatures dropping down right around about freezing. We are expecting to see a warm front though pushing through here by tomorrow with highs getting us into the upper 50s. It is above average for this time of the year, as we normally should be right around about the upper 30s instead. Looks like we'll even continue to warm up by about 10 degrees here for your day on Monday into the upper 60s as that system continues to push through. Then a cold front comes through. Temperatures drop into the 50s Tuesday, even into the 40s by Wednesday. Apart from that, a dry forecast until we get to about Tuesday night. Our forecast here for tonight, we'll see partly cloudy skies, a low into the lower 30s. Winds out of the southwest around 5 to 10 miles per hour, gusting as high as 15. By Sunday, sunshine high around 57. Monday, mostly sunny, high around 68 degrees. By Tuesday, plenty of blue skies and sun, high around 55. That's your weatherology forecast on KTNC. Currently, it's 43.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions.
Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Falls City. They're keeping it real.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jay Gortasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, S&L PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
At Fast Global Solutions, we believe in excellence on the field and in our work. That's why we're proud to support area school athletics. With decades of experience, Fast is a trusted leader in designing and building airline, cargo, and material handling equipment used worldwide. Launch your career at Fast. Strong values, small town spirit, global impact. That's Fast Global Solutions. Learn more at workatfast.com.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto Self-Serve and save money today.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We're ready to go in the second half here at Johnson, the final half of the Pioneer Conference Tournament. Boys Championship coming your way here in Johnson tonight. John Nix along with you here courtside. You're with us running the show. Our halftime report brought to you tonight by Highland Community College. It's close to home, far from it. Find them online at highlandcc.edu. Inside pass to Bresson, stolen away by Kaler. Kaler headed up the floor the other way. A defender falls down. He tries a reverse, a little out of control that time. And we got a rebound to EMF, and we've got what? No foul. I'm not sure what we got. Officials head to the scorer's table, two of them. I've never seen that signal by an official before. He's putting his hands down, like calm down. There's nothing extracurricular going on. Now, at any rate, it's EMF basketball. We come the other way. They trail by six after the halftime break. Inside the present left hand won't go. He ends up on the deck. Taylor the rebound. Out of there to Hayden Gravatt. Hayden Gravatt up the floor on the left side, gets the ball forward to Burnett. Burnett tripped up, and the ball's out of bounds. That was a dangerous play. Gary Weber ended up in the legs of Burnett that time. Nutrient Ag Solutions and Johnson bringing this game coverage your way. All right, the ball comes into Grady Barrett. Looking around now to Hayden Gravatt. The ball to the left side. Now take it around the rim, around the perimeter, Burnett with it. Burnett to Kaler to the baseline, pull up, 12-footer, got it. Kaler with seven, and it's now 34-26. The lead is eight for Johnson Brock. Biggest lead of the game was nine here before halftime. In the middle and underneath the ball goes, kick it back out to the right side, no good by Weber. Tell you what, they had a good shot underneath, and Callum passed it off that time, passed it up. Here's a drive to the hole and a layup with a finger roll for Deacon Burna. He's a double figures with 10. And now it's a 10-point lead, 36-26, Johnson Brock. Bresson with it in the paint. Needs it, dishes it out of there to Kirchhoff. Around the rim and around the perimeter and down. Now Caleb shoots, no. Rebound on the deck. Who's going to get this? That's going to be a held ball. It'll go to Johnson Brock. We've got several bodies on the floor diving for the basketball. So Robert Gravatt comes out of the pile with the ball, leaving the game for a Kellogg. He's replaced in there by Truman Milton. full court pressure, lob it forward to Kaler, intended for Kaler, but it's taken away by the Bobcats. Kaler couldn't find it, went over the wrong shoulder. And now up the floor, and a shot on the way up, across the rim, no for Weber. Rebound on the deck again, picked up by Robert Gravatt. Senator just hold on to it for a second. There you go. Robert Gravatt ahead and down to the left side wing. Three ball, no good by Ferrin. Tipped out by Burnett to Kaler for three, short, no good. Rebound grabbed by Truman Milton for the Bobcats. He comes up the floor, they will. With it on the left side, now down by 10. 36-26. Pressing. Right block. He got Kaler in the air and got him free for the shot. He's got 14, and it's now 36-28. 5:20 to go, third quarter. Johnson Brock by 8. Leave it in the middle for Hayden Gravatt. Bobbled it, got it back, turns, spins, and hits the shot. Hayden Gravatt with his second hoop of the night. 38-28, Johnson Brock. And a pass tip by Grady Behrens. It's a one-on-two. He's all the way in, out of bounds. Kaler tried to catch it off the backboard, and Duncan missed it. A long rebound, and Karen comes out. Now a three-pointer for EMF at the other end. No good. And the rebounder, Robert Gravatt. Boy, he seems to grab a lot of rebounds. And Josh Brock leading by 10. Want to settle it down just a hair here. Screen by Robert Gravatt. A lot of holding there. And Hayden Gravatt goes to the hole. His shot almost in slow motion. He got in there, had to work his way around the defender. Got rejected out of bounds on the end of the floor. So Hayden Gravatt will inbound it. Kaler for three on the rim. Won't go. Grabbing it is A.J. Mueller. And here comes the Bobcats to the front. Bresson down and now goes inside. Left hand on the left side. A.J. Mueller with his first two of the game. 38-30. Johnson Brock by 8. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Dunn's Country Meats, we don't cut corners, just premium meat. From smoked sausages and snack sticks to bacon, broth, and steaks. Everything we bake is handcrafted by our family for yours. And with state, national, and international awards, the world agrees. Our meat is a cut above. Dunn's Country Meats. Find us in Table Rock or online at dennscountrymeats.com.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
38-30, Johnson Brock with the lead. You're listening to the Pioneer Cutters Boys Championship on KTNC 1230 AM, 107.1 FM, Fall City and Dawson. Team's still huddled up. They get out of there. I think we're about set. There they come. Everybody's coming back out to play now. Full timeout was taken. Nebraska 10. In action. They won today. Women got beat. Here's the ball free. It goes forward. Robert Gravatt gets it, lays it up and in. He's got his first two of the game, and the lead is 40 again, or 10 again, 40-30. EMF with the basketball, take it inside. Bresson against two defenders, needs to kick it out. He does. Three ball, left side elbow. Weber missed it all. Rebound coming down to Truman Milton. He puts it up and in. It's 40-32. Nebraska women losing today to Maryland, 78-60 was the final in that one. 78-60 there. All right, the ball is back in play. Johnson Brock with it. Behrens plays catch out top now with Hayden Gravatt. Burnett in the middle. At the high post, down low is Robert Gravatt, and he'll give a little bounce pass in reverse to Burnett, who was down the lane. That was an excellent pass. It couldn't connect, but foul will be called on EMF. Foul will go against Truman Melvin, his first. first foul of the quarter on either team, and Deacon Vernon at the line to shoot a pair. First one up, won't get them. They'll have another one here. Second one coming up. And the second one will go. And it's 41-32. So Vernon with 11 points in the game puts his team up by 9 again. Christian Conley into the game for EMF now. He'll play at the guard. He'll skip it over to Weber, the freshman, now inside Bresson. Bresson elevates the paint, ball footer, good. He had the hot hand early. He's got 16 in the game. He had 9 in the first quarter, 41-34. 2:49 to go in the third. Johnson Brock enjoying the lead, trying to get their 19th win of the year. And now Hayden Gravatt through traffic, dishes right side, and Ferris can't connect. Kaler will make the rebound, and two defenders ran by. He did a drop step and laid it up and in for two more. Kaler with 9 for Johnson Brock, and the lead is now up to 43-34. Here's a ball blocked, taken down, and here comes Grady Behrens on the way. Leave it. Oliver Everett, jumper, free throw line, good. He's got 8, and it's now 45-34. Johnson Brock up by 11. At the other end, a ball taken away by the Eagles again underneath. Quickly pushing ahead, Kaler, right side of the lane, out to Behrens, 3 ball, no. Took a hop on the rim, might come back down, but it did. Now ahead up the floor, layup is good by Garrett Weber. Hustling back, and he beat the defense there that time, and it's 45-37. I think we messed up the score again. There we go, 45-36. Taylor for 3 from the left side elbow, no. Pressing the rebound, outlet up the floor to Mueller. Oh, and he slipped. Tried to stop, let Taylor run by. And when he put on the brakes, his feet kept going. And the body fell backwards, and he hit the deck. So, Grady Behrens will lead the ballgame for Johnson Brock. Into the contest. Quentin Behrens is in there. Again, we've got some players looking winded here. It's been a hectic-paced game. Up the floor, there's a real battle inside. On the left side with the ball, Justin Meyer has 9 points, all on triples. Hayden Gravatt elevates in the lane and hits it. Hayden Gravatt now with 6, and it's 47-36, Johnson Brown. And to the front we go, left side, leave the ball off there for Conley. He'll fire a long one up on the left side of the floor, no good. Rebound to Quentin Behrens, ahead to Brody Kaler. Up to Everett, goes in, bounces off a defender, puts it up, it bounces again, and fell in the hole. He's got 10. Lead is 13, biggest lead of the ball game for either team. Johnson Brock, here's a 3-pointer on the way, no good by Kirchhoff. Rebound to the paint, put back, no good by A.J. Mueller, and a rebounding foul, this time on the Eagles, on Hayden Gravatt. His first of the ball game. First foul of the quarter on either team. We've got 28 seconds to go in the period. Triggering in will be the Bobcats. Getting into Bresson down the lane. The big step, and he can't connect with the left hand. Rebound batted around. They treat it like a volleyball for a while. Hand the ball away now to Brett Kalloff. Kalloff will give the ball away to Bresson. That's 3, not 5. That's Mueller. 10 seconds, 9 seconds on the clock. No shot clock here. Lob it across and went right to Justin Meyer. 3 on the clock, ahead to Hayden Gravatt. Layup won't go. And that ends the third quarter. Johnson Brock Eagles 49. The EMF Bobcats 36. We're back in 1 minute on KTNC.
Nothing touches us more than a child who's ill. From parents to pediatricians to everyone at the hospital, curing childhood illness is one of our highest priorities. Our compassionate, caring staff will ease the pain, heal the hurt, using the latest treatments and experts in children's health. And a tender touch. We get kids back to being kids again.
Community Medical Center. Amazing people. Exceptional care. Online at cmcfc.org.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
All right, we are set to go with fourth quarter action here. Our presenting sponsor of the game, F&M Bank in Falls City. Local decisions, local solutions, and local focus at F&M Bank in Falls City. Up the floor, EMF basketball. They've got a 13-point deficit, 8 minutes to make it up. Preston inside, kicks it back out. Left side three ball from Mueller. Got it. That's a start. Mueller with his first triple makes it 49-39. To the front, Aiden Gravatt up to Slatter to catch it. Throws to Burnett. Left sideline, he'll take it to Robert Gravatt. And Robert will take a little 8-foot jumper off the glass and put it up and in. He's got four, 51-39. Left side into Bresson. Bresson kicks it back out to the top now to Kirchhoff. Kirchhoff over to Weber, the freshman, moving up, top of the key, off the right side of the pass, A.J. Mueller. Mueller left side, now a three ball from the left side, up and good for Keaton Kirchhoff. He's now got 13, that's his third long ball tonight, 51-42. Minute gone by in the fourth quarter, ahead now and inside to Gravatt, kicks it back out to the top. Now back over to Kaler on the right side. Drew Kaler with 9 in the game. Inside Hayden Gravatt made a spin move on the baseline. He made the spin. The ball didn't go with him. It went out of bounds. 51-42. Bobcat ball. Bring it in for Gary Weber. Top the floor, Kaler holds it over to Weber. Johnson Brock in his own. Bresson looking for somewhere to go. The eye of the defense attack to the back. And now out to the top in Kirchhoff. Going to fire a three, and he hit it again. He dropped a hot hand. It gives him 16. He's got six in the quarter. 51-45. The 13-point lead is now a six-point lead. 6:15 to go, and the EMF fans are heating up and getting noisy over there. Here we go the other way. It will be Hayden Gravatt. Dribbling out top, throws it to Kaler, three ball, got it from the left side elbow. Brody Kaler with a dozen, his first triple of the afternoon, and easy. 54-45, and we have an offensive foul at the other end. Trying to get inside there, offensive foul, or they just lose out of bounds. I guess they just lost and no foul call. A player on the deck, and the ball went out of bounds. Okay, Grady Barron to the front to Kaler. Over to Burnett, back to Kaler. Kaler double-teamed to Deacon Burnett. He drives, and he is blocked. He gets it on the rim and won't go. Bresson the rebound. Outlet to Weber, up the floor the other way to Kirchhoff. And he tried to go back and went back to it. He says, Mr. Official, it went off the team in the black jerseys. Coach Brian Arp agrees. But the guys in the striped shirt saw it a different way. It's going to be Johnson Brock ball on the sideline. So back-to-back turnover now by EMF. Coach is complaining the referee that made the call just threw his hand up, like, just, you know, waved at him with his hand down. And then he said, it's time to stop, Coach. And now Bresson was headed to the floor. He gets called for it, goes in, he draws a foul. And Coach Harp is still barking at that official. Preston will go to the line to shoot a pair here. He's got 16 in the game. Tied out on the floor. The foul is called on Hayden Gravatt. It's 54-45, Johnson Brock, and we're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
When your ride needs a little TLC, head to Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop car shop in Auburn, Nebraska. From tires and brakes to alignments and full repairs, our AFC-certified mechanics have you covered with expert care and hometown service. Whether it's an oil change or something more, call Mike today at 402-274-4947 to schedule your appointment. Or swing by 2314 J Street and we'll get you back on the road in no time. Auburn Auto Center, 402-274-4947.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
54-45, Johnson Brock with the lead. 5:20 to go in this one. All right, here come the teams back out on the floor. Preston will be at the free throw line to shoot a pair here. He has 16 points in the game. He is 3 out of 4 at the line. Our official is busy with Brody Kaler. Now he gives the ball to Preston. He takes aim and hits the free throw. Now Kaler steps in, says something to the official. Fairly mild and content, happy, but you never know. 54-46, 54-47. Preston gets both free throws. He now got 18 points in the game. To the front we go. Johnson Brock stepping through a double team is Hayden Gravatt, and he broke the pivot foot before he got rid of the ball as the trap was set in the midcourt circle. 54-47, a 13-point lead is now a 7-point lead. EMF with the ball. Where is Mr. Kirchhoff? He's got 2 threes this quarter. Kaler went for the steal, got it. Kaler goes in, lays it up on the other end. He's got 14, 5 of them in the quarter. 56-47, lead back to 9. Now, man-to-man by Johnson Brock here. Now a drive by Preston. He's going to be fouled as he goes across the paint. Foul will be called on Deacon Burnett, his second. He fouled number 2 of the quarter. Watch 3 on Burnett. Okay. I can argue that point. I could very well be right. Free throw for Preston. In and out, no good. So he had made 4 in a row. 3 in a row, 4 out of 5. Now he misses one. Still 4:41 to go. Lead is 9. Russin up, in and out, no. Rebound, Brody Kaler. Well, you can't let any opportunity get away from you. Hayden Gravatt to the front. There's the trap. And they take it away. Russin all the way in with the left hand. It's up. It's good. Got 20. It's 56-49. To the front comes Brody Kaler on the near the midcourt stripe to try to trap him at 6'4". He'll be covered. Oh, and he threw it to Robert Gravatt, who didn't know it was coming. Saved in by Grady Barron. Great hustle, and he threw it back in to a teammate. Robert Gravatt back out to Hayden Gravatt. I'll tell you what, EMF did everything right there. Johnson Brock practically threw it away. Here's Burnett in the paint. Up, no. Rebound tip. It goes out of their live ball, loose ball, picked up by Brody Kaler. New shot clock for Johnson Brock at the 3:45 mark. Kaler, right side. Burnett cuts it through the middle to Gravatt. And Hayden Gravatt called for traveling. Hayden looks frustrated. That's about the 3rd or 4th time he's been called for traveling. That's the first time like that, going through traffic on a layup, and he got called. And, uh-oh. Hayden Gravatt pleading his case. The referee dropped his hands off his hips and headed for the scorer's table. And about one more word was going to draw a technical foul. Coach Garrison Dodge will pull him out of the game. The official is still evil eye to Hayden Gravatt. Now up the floor with the basketball will be EMF. Now a drive, the freshman up, got it, that is Jared Weber. He's got his third hoop, it's 56-51, 3:23 to go. Here's the trap, get it across to Taylor, but it's over and back. The ball was in the front court. Taylor was coming from the back court and had not established himself in the front court when he made the catch. So that's exactly right on the call. It's probably the most misunderstood call in basketball, but he has to make sure he's in the front court before he can get that ball that's coming to him, even though he ends up catching it front court. Bresson with the ball left side, 3:10. Give the ball off to Kirchhoff. Contact, no whistle. In there is Justin Meyer again as Hayden Gravatt sent out. Take the ball around the right side to Weber, the freshman. Comes back over near side to Kalen, to Kate Kirchhoff. Defense notched up for Johnson Brock here. 4 on the shot clock, and the shot short, no good by Kirchhoff. Rebound to the Eagles, and up the floor comes Taylor. Did he get fouled? He did, by Bresson. Brady Bresson called for his second foul. That'll be the first foul of the quarter on EMF. But that's probably not so bad. 2:40 to go. You might have to put him on the free throw line, so you've got to commit 5 fouls to do it. Triggering in, Quentin Behrens for Johnson Brock. Cross 40 goes to Burnett. Burnett underneath, and Robert Gravatt will be fouled. That foul is going to go on Truman Milton. That'll be his second team foul of the quarter. 2:35 in the fourth quarter. That's what's left. The lead is 56-51, Johnson Brock. Burnett inbounds out top of Taylor. Throw it up to him. That seems to be the safe play. And now he'll pass it off, and a three-pointer no good by Justin Meyer. He had the hot hand in the first half. He made 3 triples in the game so far. And now up the floor, here comes EML with a chance to cut a couple more off that lead. 2:13, Bresson in the paint, stutter step, stops, misses, rebound, Taylor. Taylor turns, he'll head up the floor himself, being chased, goes in, gives the pass away to Quentin Behrens, and Behrens will be fouled as he tries to elevate for the shot. Team foul number 3. Foul will go on Truman Milton. No. Foul on Gary Weber. 1, not 4. Okay. That was not a shooting foul. So, Burns inbounded. Bring it in the right side, drive it up, and leave it back. Ball stolen away by Garrett Weber, the treasure. And Kaler steals it right back. Dishes a layup good for Quentin Behrens. He's got 4. That's an unfortunate turn of events there for EMF. Boy, they've made a nice play. Now down by 7, 58-51. Minute 43 to go. Got to start moving, boys. Bresson with the basketball against Kaler, man-to-man. Depth gets the ball away. A lot of time running off the clock. They've got it to Kirchhoff. Kirchhoff moving right. Backs up for 3. Short. No good. Rebound, Justin Meyer. Meyer, 6-foot junior, brings it up, pushes it ahead. Now to Burnett. In the corner to Robert Gravatt. 1:15 and counting down here. Drive. Burnett on the baseline. Jumps in the air. And timeout call by Johnson Brock. They lead by 7 with 70 seconds to go. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
1 minute, 10 seconds left in this ball game. Johnson Brock boys leading 58-51 over the EMF Bobcats. Johnson Brock and the Bobcats, this is the third meeting of the year, and the have the first two wins. Nutrien Ag Solutions here in Johnson. They are making our broadcast possible. Their sponsorship today, we thank them. Wish you would too. Robert Gravatt, the trigger from the baseline. Where's Taylor? He's underneath the basket. They're going to get the ball in this time to Quentin Behrens. He's going to take two more fouls to put the Eagles on the line for the Bobcats here. Eagles playing keep away. Justin Meyer with it. Dishes off. Vernon going to fire with 7 seconds on the clock. No. Rebound. Oh. And a foul called on Quentin Behrens trying to steal the ball after the rebound. The good news is it is only the first foul on him and the third foul of this quarter. So no free throws for EMF. He will leave the game. Will Justin Meyer. And back in is Oliver Everett. And timeout called by EMF with 50 seconds to go. Down by 7 to 3 possession game. We'll take a 30-second break and we're back on KTNC.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Fall City handles anything that comes their way, from oil changes to complete engine rebuilds. Your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Fall City, 402-245-2908.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
All right, we are back here at Johnson. 58-51, the Eagles with the lead. Seconds left. Timeout was called by the Bobcats. They will inbound with the Bobcats on the far side. A.J. Mueller to trigger. They'll go backcourt to Garrett Weber. Up the floor to Barrett and Preston. Drive it in. Kicks it out to the left corner there for Kirchhoff. They need a three if they can get it. Preston guarded by Kaler, and he elevates, and Kaler makes contact with him. That's going to be three free throws. Kaler knows I shouldn't have done that. I don't even know that Preston was going to shoot that ball, but he elevated and got the ball up enough that they're going to call it a shot. 10. So Kaler with his second foul, team foul number 4. Preston at the line has 20 points, and he missed that one. The Bobcats are now 2-for-5 here in this fourth quarter at the line. Preston ready. Up. Got that one to rattle home. 58-52. 36 seconds left. Caden Gravatt back in the ballgame for Johnson Brock. Grady Behrens is in there. Justin Meyer back in. Free throw. Good. He got 2 out of 3. 58-53. Lead is 5. Anything could happen. Gravatt in the backcourt, and we've got a whistle and a foul, and that's going to be team foul number 4, so it took 5 seconds off the clock, and it's Johnson Brock basketball. Foul will go on A.J. Mueller, his third, team foul number 4. Aiden Gravatt, the inbound. Oh, he didn't see the home run ball availability. Throws it cross court to Burnett, and he's going to get fouled by Truman Milton immediately. And now it's going to be Deacon Burnett at the line to shoot a pair. He has made 3 out of 5 at the line, has 11 points in the ballgame. He had 6 in the first quarter today. That'll get the Eagles off to a good start. 30.6 seconds left. Burnett ready. Junior or sophomore eyes the basket. It's on the way, no good. He's just a sophomore, 6'4". Caden Gravatt's a senior. Brody Taylor, a senior. Quentin Behrens, a senior. Grady Behrens, a senior. Robert Gravatt's a senior. And Gage Rasmussen, so 6 seniors on this varsity team for Johnson Brock. So, ready again. Up and good for Deacon Burnett. And it's now 59 54. It's at the point here to drive a scoop. It won't go for Bresson. And we've got a foul called. All right, 59-53, what the board has. So it's EMF ball, 23.7 seconds. The trigger from the baseline will Conley. And Conley threw it way out, tossed nearly too far back. And now it's thrown away. Kaler with the steal of the Milton pass. And now Brody Kaler up the floor, and he's going to be fouled. And he'll go to the line to shoot two. And that's just about going to put the wraps on this thing. That foul, I believe, is going to be called on Bresson. It is Brady Bresson's third foul. So Brody Kaler, the line with 14 points in the game. Getting himself set. It's on the way up. It's good. Sets himself up, and he will swish another one off. 61-53. And another timeout taken with 15 seconds to go. We'll take one more timeout here, and we'll be back with the conclusion of this game in 30 seconds on KTNC.
The answer is yes. SBS.
Your homeowner's insurance covers a lot, but some valuable items may need individualized protection. Jewelry, e-bikes, antique toys, firearms, computers, and even special gifts can often be scheduled on your homeowner's policy. At SBS Insurance, we help make sure what matters most is properly insured. Call or stop by today for a quick coverage review and peace of mind.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
It's 61-53, the lead to the Johnson Broncos. They try to get the championship here of the Pioneer Conference Tournament wrapped up. Got to believe they're pretty darn close here. ENF will have the basketball. This will be, it holds, be their third loss of the season to Johnson Brock. Our presenting sponsor of this game is F&M Bank in Fall City. Local decisions, local solutions, and local focus at F&M Bank in Fall City. Bresson up the floor, elevates, shoots on the deck, no. Rebound brought down by Oliver Everett. And Taylor's going to be fouled again with 3 seconds to go. And head to the free throw line to shoot two more. Foul will be on Garrick Weber, his second. Taylor has 15 points in the game. He averages 17.8. Senior steps up. Two to fire at the rim here. The first one on the way up and hits the back iron. No good. He'll get another one. More basketball regular season action next week. And the week after that, the girls' postseason starts. Free throw up, and it rattles and bangs, it falls, it comes and hits Bresson in the head, and now from beyond in Corbin, no good on the shot, your final is 61-53, Johnson Brock wins both ends of the Pioneer Conference Championship, the girls and the boys, both crowned champion in 2026. We'll wrap this one up after this 1 minute break on KTNC.
Attention nurses, Johnson County Hospital in Tecumseh, Nebraska is hiring. We have multiple full-time positions available with a generous sign-on bonus. Join our dedicated team and enjoy competitive pay, competitive health care, and great benefits. Don't miss this chance to grow your career while making a difference in our community. Apply today at Johnson County Hospital, where your future begins. Visit Johnson County Hospital's website to learn more.
over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, SML PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
And we wrap up the Pioneer Conference Tournament action with a win for the Johnson Brock Eagles this evening. 61 to 53 is the final score. The Eagles get the win. They led 19 to 16. After one quarter, extended out to a six-point lead after 3-2, and then led by 13 at halftime for EMF, outscored in the fourth quarter 17-12. For EMF, they're now 16-5 on the year, three of those losses at Johnson-Brock. They're led by Gritty Bresson, the 6'6 junior, scored 22 points in the game, 16 for Keith Kirchhoff, 6 for Jared Weber, 5 for A.J. Muir, and 4 more for Truman Milton. They went at the free throw line in this game, 7 for 12. For Johnson Brock today, Brody Taylor leads the way with 16 points. Second in scoring, Deacon Vernon. He had a dozen 10 points for Oliver Everett. Justin Meyer scored 9. 6 for Hayden Gravatt, 4 for Clint Behrens, and 4 for Robert Gravatt. Johnson Brock went 6 out of 12 at the free throw line in this game. And our other games here today on the radio, we had a win for the Johnson Brock girls in the girls' championship game. They beat St. Hartley 53-45 was the final there. Johnson Brock led by Kinley Bias with 17. 14 for Lauren Behrens and 13 for Casey Knippelmeyer. St. Hart led by Avery Santos, East DeWitt, Bailey Lemeron, and Hallie Jones with 10 each. The Irish now 14-7. And in the boys' third place game, St. Hart with the win improved to 10-8 on the year. They beat Fort Central Catholic 59-49. Cole Taft had 16 to lead the Irish. Brendan Lemeron had 14 in the game for the Irish. So that will cover and finish it up. If you want more basketball, you can get a switch over our sister station, Sunny 101.3. Randy Kachula, excuse me, up at Weeping Water, and probably should be doing the Freeman Auburn ECNC championship game. That should be just getting underway right now. So that's going to wrap it up for Aaron Wiz, our studio engineer. I'm John Dixon. Good night, everybody, from Johnson Brock. Our game is brought to you again by F&M Bank Fall City. They're our presenting sponsor, Local Solutions, and local folks at F&M Bank in Fall City.